This is the Hoove It or Lose It podcast, hosted by Pastor Andy Hoover.
For the last several weeks, we've been in a teaching series called The Last Days of Jesus. When we began, we looked at the Garden of Eden and the things that Jesus went through as he was there, as he was praying. And we saw in Jesus an example, right? We saw a model for how we're to live our lives, how we're to set our desires to the side for the desires of our Heavenly Father. We saw in Jesus a model that he found his identity in his relationship with his Father, not in of himself, not because of who he was or because what he wanted to do, but he found his identity in his Father. Last week, we looked at the arrest of Jesus. And the scene that unfolded there in the garden after he was praying. And we talked about how often you and I are guilty of arresting the work of God and the movement of God in our lives. Talked about how we try to slow it down. But it's unstoppable. Tonight we look at the crucifixion. And I'll be honest with you that as we talk about this, I just want to get out of the way. I want to get out of the way figuratively. I want to get out of the way literally. I want you tonight to have a clear picture of what occurred on the cross, what really happened, the significance of that moment, the significance of that moment in time, that moment in history, in the history of our world, in the history of our planet. I don't want you to miss the significance of that moment for your life. The scripture records for us in Matthew and Mark and Luke and in John the various perspectives of this event. And tonight, I want to highlight what happened at the very moment that Jesus died. You know, he died on a cross that looked probably similar to the one that you see before you tonight. It was wooden, it was rough hewn, it wasn't smooth, it wasn't sanded, it was probably had sharp edges, it was probably very heavy. He was forced to carry it. As he carried it, as he endured these unfair, unjust trials, he was beaten, and he was whipped, and he was punched, and he was smacked, and he was spit on, and he was ridiculed. He had a crown made of thorns that was thrust upon his head. I mean, this was obviously pure mockery because he was referred to as the King of the Jews. And so in their mocking hearts and their mocking minds, a king deserved a crown. He hung on the cross for hours with nails that were driven through his hands and through his feet. Really not even nails, spikes that were driven through his hands and through his feet. They hung a sign above his head that read, "Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews," mocking him. I mean, there's just so much that happened leading up to and while he was on the cross. I mean, so much of it, you guys, was foretold in Scripture. Everything from his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, his rejection by his own people, his betrayal, the trials, the condemnation, the silence that he participated in. He didn't even speak. All of that foretold in Scripture. The fact that he was beaten, the fact that he was spit on, the fact that he would be nailed to a cross, all foretold in Scripture. There's so much value and studying all of that. But tonight I want to focus just for a moment on the very moment that Jesus died. And I want you to understand that you have a direct relationship with God. You have the opportunity for a direct, personal, intimate, intense, deep relationship with God because of what happened on that cross. See, up to that point, there was a system by which people could indeed be made right with God. It was this elaborate system of sacrifices that had to take place and in order to bring people into right standing with God. It's all mapped out there in the Old Testament. It occurred in this space known as the temple. And once a year, the high priest would go into what was called the Holy of Holies to make a sacrifice one time a year for the atonement of everyone's sins for all the people for that year. He would go into the Holy of Holies, and it was there that the Spirit of God resided. The Holy of Holies was separated from the rest of the temple, right? It was separated from where everyone else could go because no one could go into the Holy of Holies and meet with God. No one could have their sins forgiven except the high priest once a year for everyone's sins. And it was separated, this Holy of Holies where God resided, it was separated by this thick veil. It's almost like this thick blanket, this thick divider that prevented the people from having access to God, and only the high priest once a year. He would go in and he would make the sacrifice for the people. And that was how people were made right in God's sight. As you fast forward to the cross, you fast forward to the moment that Jesus died, it says in Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 and 51, it says, "And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit." Listen, at that moment, the scripture says, he gave up his spirit, he died. And in verse 51, at that moment, check this out. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. I mean, you see, it was at that moment that God was announcing to the whole world, he was announcing to all of humanity, to all of people everywhere, that everyone and anyone had now had direct access to him. There was no longer a need for all of the sacrifices to be made right with God. There was no longer a need to go through someone else. God made the announcement. This is the once for all sacrifice for everyone. I mean, this is what it talks about in Hebrews chapter 9. It says, with his own blood, talking about Jesus, not the blood of goats and calves. He entered the holy place, talking about Jesus, once for all time, and secured our redemption forever. No more sacrifices. No more once a year trip. No more having to go through someone else. Jesus became the once for all sacrifice for the world, past, present, and future. I mean, in essence, this was John chapter 3, verse 16 in real time. I mean, this is when it happened. This was the moment, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that anyone and everyone who believes in him will not perish. I share this particular moment with you tonight because many of us still choose to walk around trying to be made right with God on our own. And we begin to think things like, you know, if I read my Bible enough, then God will accept me. If I pray enough, then God will accept me. If I give money or tithe a little or give some offering in the church plate, then God will accept me. If I tell three people about Jesus, then God will accept me. If I follow the Ten Commandments, then God will accept me. Listen, I want you to hear this tonight. As you look at that cross, I want you to hear these words. God accepts you only because of what Jesus did on that cross. Period. And you have the opportunity tonight to be made right with God by accepting that free gift of Jesus, the free sacrifice that Jesus made for you and I on the cross. That's what the cross is about. And that's why it matters. Father God, we give you thanks for this night. God, we give you thanks for the opportunity to be reminded about the truth of the cross. I pray, God, for a spirit of transparency. tonight, God, as we go into our connect groups, as we reflect, as we're challenged to answer some tough questions, God, I pray that you would give us boldness, that you would give us courage. God, if there are those here tonight that have never really accepted the sacrifice, God, if there are those here tonight that are trying so hard on their own to be made right in your sight, God, I pray that they would have an epiphany tonight, God, that they would have a light bulb go off in their minds, in their hearts, and realize that they're only made right with you through the cross of your Son, Jesus. God, we love you. God, we praise you. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Hoove It or Lose It podcast. For more information or resources, visit www.hooveitorloseit.com or on Facebook at Hoove It or Lose It.